You're a creature in the woods. You're the preacher on the pickup hood. You're a wild one. What would John Livingston say? You're a creature in the woods. You're a preacher on the pickup hood.
So she's pouring whiskey down the sink and feeling free. Well, that's great. That's of course, Trent Severn and a thing called Wild One. Dana Manning, kind of the leader of that band. And she has a new album, imminent. It's imminent. Absolutely. I mean, it could be out this week. Could be out next week. It could be out now. I don't know. But it's. I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Yeah. Yeah, Trent Severn. That was taken from the self-titled album from 2012 from Trent Severn, Wild One. Shauna Caspi was in there. We went back to 2014 for that one. Apartments for Lovers is the name of the album, and Not So Silent was the name of the song. Okay, and I will tell you that Shauna Caspi is coming to town. Let me see. No, that's not that one. There we go. October the 4th. Yeah, Shauna Caspi's in for a house concert in Kingston on the 4th. You can get hold of me if you're interested in seeing that show. FolkEverything@CFRC.ca. You can get hold of me, and we'll see what we can do about getting you tickets for that. All right, and she's wonderful in concert, by the way. She really makes a connection with her audience, which is really nice to see. So many of them don't. But house concerts, you know, they kind of have to. But the last time I saw her, she, like, made eye contact with everybody in the room, which was unbelievable. And she sang without a microphone and filled the room with all kinds of wonderful sounds. Shauna Caspi. And starting us off was I'm With Her. Sarah Juarez, Afy O'Donovan, Sarah Watkins, and Sisters of the Night Watch, which is new from them. Yeah, it's from their Wild and Clear and Blue album. Oh, well, that's funny. My pen just fell apart while I was holding it. Isn't that weird? Okay, well, let's put it back together and see if we can work it out. Yeah. Wonderful stuff, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed listening to it as well. All right, what we have for you now, I played the A side of this single last week, but it had been so long since I've heard from her, since she'd done anything, that I thought I better play the B side of the single too. Or is that the A side and I played the B side for, I don't know. Her name is Alexandra Ouellette. She's out of Montreal. She's pretty fabulous. And I was so sad when I hadn't heard from her in a long time. And then suddenly, bang, there's a new single from her. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to play it for you. It's a French tune. Couillette Sauvage is what it's called. I did have it translated, but I forgot. Sorry. Alexandra Ouellette out of Montreal. She's, as I say, she's pretty wonderful, and I'd love to get a chance to play her as often as I possibly can. Okay? Okay. Let me see. I'm still looking for it. Here it is. Yeah, Montreal, single. Yeah. Alexandra Ouellette. Yeah, okay. And we also have coming by some new Crystal Shawanda. And a band called My Favorite Things. Right here on Folk Everything on CFRC. I'm Hugh. Glad to have you along. Whoa, here we go.
Je rêve d'avoir plus d'espace. Une grande cour, un jardin pour m'occuper. Je rêve d'avoir plein d'enfants entassés dans une petite maison. C'est plus facile à chauffer. Accès au lac, on pourra pêcher. Je sais bien que je mange pas de poisson, mais au moins je pourrais vous aider. Un pit à feu pour les soirées arrosées, où on se retrouve devant les flammes, nos âmes chantent enfin apaisées. Je rêve à une vie tranquille, où on pourra s'aimer sans que ce soit trop difficile. Répondre aux oiseaux, un coucher de soleil, les étoiles, la nuit. La brume au réveil. Partir en canot. Goûter à la pluie. Cueillette sauvage. Mais quelle belle vie. Je rêve à cette vie tranquille, où on pourra s'aimer. Difficile.
Okay. Yeah. That was Sailing from My Favorite Things. They're from Brooklyn, New York. And that was taken from their brand new album, Find My Way Home. Band is called My Favorite Things, and that was Sailing. Used to be one of my favorite activities in the summer. And there's lots and lots of people out there doing it all the time. Sailing. I love it. Okay. And thanks to the Kingston Yacht Club for helping train me as a sailor. Thank you very much. Okay. We had Crystal Shawanda in there. And Don't Let Me Be Lonely. No. That was from her new album, Sings Pretty Blues, Crystal Shawanda. And Don't Let Me Be Lonely. Okay. Alexandra Ouellette starting us off all the way from Montreal. We've had her on the show before years and years ago. That was Colette Sauvage. It's a brand new single. Yeah, that's the radio edit thing that they oftentimes do. Okay. And that's what we had in that last set. Okay. Some things, some shows coming by in the next little while that you might like to check out. From KPP, we have Mountainhead on September the 12th, Colorado with the Sugar Pills on the 14th of September. Propagandy is in on the 16th. The 19th, the Dirty Nil with Heart Attack Man and Spite House. The Brokes are in. It's a tribute to the Strokes. They're in on the 20th of September. Petite Belle Ivoe on with Volce André on September the 26th. And then the next day, Bridge City Sinners. I can't wait for that one. And then the next day, so we got three great shows in a row. Yukon Blonde is in on September the 28th. Just some shows coming to the Kingston area that you might like to check out. Jory Nash has a new album called The Light Still Shines on the Main. And he's got his first single out. It's called Oh Little One. But, I could go on and on and tell you about it, but I tell you what, Jory has a much better concept of what he's doing. So I'm going to let him introduce it, okay?
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Jory Nash, and this is my new single, Oh Little One. I wrote this song after a particularly hard couple of years where my wife had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and we had a fire in the basement of our rental home in Toronto, and my young son was just about to start kindergarten, and we needed a new start, so we packed our bags and set up shop in Cobourg, Ontario, and the song is really an ode to the healing powers of new beginnings and the strength of family.
Well, the fever, it broke like a bone, and I figured that I was alone. But there you stood, my sentinel son. And you asked me if I was okay, if the demons had all flown away. You could not have known just where I had gone. But oh, little one, there is no more work to be done. Everything is laughter and sunlight, and we can just be kind. There's a lighthouse a mile from here. You can stand at the edge of the pier and look across to their ships ran aground. But that was a long time, you know. Now tourists take pictures and go, and they won't see you my heart is still beating along. But oh, little one, there is no more work to be done. Everything is laughter and sunlight. We can just be kind.
Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, maybe it's something I can't see, keeping me up at night and weighing on my mind. Maybe I had something in my heart that was making me act bad, like I was broken from the start.
Thank you. the leaves. A deep green car of a young love-stained memory. We used to meet by him, far from the hustling town. I loved you, now I've come to cut you down.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Folk everything. Okay. And that last set, I'll tell you what we played. We started off with Jory Nash. He had a nice little introduction with that, didn't he? Yeah, that was called Oh Little One, from The Light Still Shines on the Main. Oh, hang on. Hang on. Stay this day. They get all eager. Yeah. Okay. So, Jory Nash, Oh Little One. That's brand new from him. We had the Strumbellas in there. Yes, the Strumbellas, aren't they wonderful? And they're on my list here somewhere. Come on, come on. There it is. Maybe it's me. Maybe it is me. Huh. Oh, sorry, that was a title track from their latest album, Maybe It's Me. They are from Lindsay, Ontario. Yeah. Dangerous place to live right now, from what I'm told. But, that's okay. Maybe It's Me is from the Strumbellas. They're wonderful. That's new. Oh, Cat Stevens was in there, of course, with the King of Trees, taken from the Buddha and the Chocolate Box album. It came out in 1999. Whoa, I could never be a Prince imitator, evidently. Okay, Cat Stevens, the King of Trees. I like to pull out these deep cuts every now and then of an artist that you know and love already, but you just may not know some of the deeper stuff. And that's what I'm here for. Help you with that. Okay. She's coming to town. She is. Where is it? There it is. November the 8th from KPP. They're bringing in Georgia Harmer. Now, she's wonderful. I saw her, I think, opening up for someone. I think it was out. No, it wasn't the Grand. It was the other place, out by the Tet Center. Yeah, it's failing my mind. Or my mind is failing either way. So we got Georgia Harmer coming by. And we have some Willie Nelson and a band called Fawn Fables. I guess from Little Deer. Fawn Fables. This is Georgia Harmer on Folk Everything on CFRC. I'm Hugh.
Love. catching up.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. And what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do you think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one in the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Garden in the shadow of the trees. as I hear, and the green eyes shine, unweaving the strands of time. Unweaving the strands of time.
That's a band called Fawn Fables, okay? And they played Widdershins. Yeah, okay. You'd think with a name like that, playing a song like that, They may very well be European or English anyway. Well, surprise, surprise. They're from California. Mm-hmm. Yep. The album's called Counterclockwise. And, yeah, what do we got? Widdershins by Fawn Fables. That's new from them. I like that because it was a surprise. Willie Nelson in there with Rainbow Connection. One of my favorite Willie covers. I actually should have saved it for the next set because that's all covers. But nonetheless, and while I was doing that, Bruce, the poetry guy who is in here doing some work in the studio, he said, he popped his head in and said, "Is that Willie?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Have you heard his version of September Song?" He said, "It brought tears to his eyes." I'm going to have to go home and listen to that. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bruce. And what else was in there? Oh, we started off with Georgia Harmer and Last Love. As I say, she is coming to town. Where is she? November the 8th. It's a KPP show. Yeah. Georgia Harmer. I'm Hugh, by the way. This show is called Folk Everything. We do it every Saturday from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Up. And we play all kinds of weird and wonderful things like you just probably heard. Okay, oh, that Georgia Harmer tune is from her new album, Eye of the Storm. Yeah, November 8th in town. So what's coming up next? Let's have a look. Into my crystal ball, I see... Really? Well, it's a great version. I'm not going to tell you who it is just because I don't want to... I don't want to prejudice how you view the song as opposed to the artist, okay? But I think you're going to like this. We have... Oh, and it's a cover, by the way. Yeah, that'll help. We have Marjana Semkina by with a cover. And then Benda Silka Denzent will have something for us. This is going to be fun. I hope you guys are having fun on this lovely Saturday morning. Not still morning. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. So enjoy it while we have it. This is Walking in Memphis on Folk Everything.
Wait, I'll look with you because I really like it. Okay, come on. Where is it? All right, there I am. I'm coming around again. There I am.
Put on my blue sweatshoes. I boarded the plane. Dots down in the land of the Delta Blues. Middle of the pouring rain. W.C. I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as
Boy, you got a prayer in Memphis.